everyone, and welcome to Coffee with Carrie. I'm Carrie Lazat, your Director of Cable and Community Relations here in Bloomfield Township. And my show talks to leaders in our community who make Bloomfield Township a wonderful place to live, work, and play. And today I am so happy to have my guest, Patty Volker, who's been with the township now 22 years. Welcome, Patty.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's great to have you here and talking a little bit about your department. So tell me, how many employees do you manage and what do you all do over there?
So it's planning, building, and ordinance. Okay. We have about 18 employees, and it really is those three divisions that were brought together under one umbrella. It really makes sense as far as planning, building, and ordinance because they're interrelated. Planning is primarily the land use, what's permitted by zone districts or zoning ordinance requirements. The building is also is the building permit process, applications, inspections, and ordinance is ordinance enforcement, making sure that what was approved or what is being conducted on property, residential and commercial, is compliant with the ordinance. So they all interrelate really, really well. But there's 18 of us that formulate the planning, building, and ordinance department.
So we're a city of, I think 44,000 is what they say. And so if there's a city of like 300,000, do they, those departments that you talk about, are they totally separate or are they often joined together?
It really depends on the structure of an organization of the community, whether it's a city, township, village, or county level. And for the township, it really made sense for our operation. Oftentimes, instead of having those three divisions as a title, it'll be called community development.
Oh, okay. All right.
And in some cases, they'll even pull in engineering, and depending on the makeup of the community and what their needs are. We're very fortunate because we have engineering and environmental services, and we work hand in hand with them. Mm-hmm. But they're in a separate building. But needless to say, you know, we work really well with that department.
Oh, okay. All right. So now, tell me again, it's community development is what they call it in other places, like bigger cities.
Yes.
Bigger cities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's starting now to make more sense to me what you do.
Okay.
So tell me how you ended up with the township, because you were in Birmingham before
yes.
this.
Yes, I was. I was there for 18 years. And I was actually introduced to the administration of Bloomfield Township when Bloomfield Park was coming on the radar of the developer who wanted to build a very intense development on the northern part of Telegraph on the border of Pontiac and Bloomfield. And it was such that, because of the intensity of residential, commercial, retail, and business, that there was an impact that was thought that was going to be imposed upon the city of Birmingham, especially our central business district, and then Bloomfield Township and the properties and the retail corridor. So there was development agreements that were forged between Birmingham and Bloomfield.
And what year are we talking about? This is like 2000s?
2000, yes.
Okay, early 2000s.
And they asked for myself as their community development director, and then for Bloomfield Township, they had a planning consultant to collaborate and look at how we can best maybe look at what this potential impact would be with that major development. And that's when I got opportunity to meet Dave Payne, the township supervisor at the time. And as we went through that process together, and I think we know what the Bloomfield Park story is, it came upon a discussion that led to maybe we need a planning director for Bloomfield Township.
Come on over, Patty.
And so they offered me an opportunity to come to the township, be their township planner, their first township planner, and create a planning department. So I did that in the August of 2002. 2002, sorry.
It all goes so quick.
Yes, that's right, 2002. And so.
And that project took a long time, right? So because of what, the recession in 2008 kind of stalled things?
Yes, it did.
And so it was supposed to be one thing and then something else?
And then there were some ownership changes
Okay.
A little downsizing of the project. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the project then ceased. And luckily we had, in that instance, a developer named Redico who came on in, took the property, took the proposal in its totality, and then powered it down to what we see today. And that actually is a completed project.
And so it was because it was impacting Birmingham that you got involved initially, but then it's really, it borders Pontiac. And
Pontiac
so that,
on the northerly edge, and then Bloomfield on the southwesterly edge.
Okay.
And there is an agreement That is formed between the two communities, where that property, it will be perpetually governed by the two communities through a very detailed development agreement.
Yeah, I think I've seen it.
Yes,
like
yes, yes.
A lot of plans.
So
mm-hmm.
that was part of, that was why mm-hmm. I was brought on board, is to provide the detail and add to that agreement with the attorneys mm-hmm. and the administration. And so that's been helpful because I was in on the very beginning when that project came to be.
But it's done now.
It's totally done, it's done. And so we're moving on to other things. But I grew up in Bloomfield Township.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I went through Birmingham School District. Mm-hmm. I graduated from Birmingham Seahome High School. Mm-hmm. And so, working at the city of Birmingham was, quite an honor to work, within a community that you grew mm-hmm. up in. And then here, I actually live and grew up in Bloomfield Township. And so here I am over, now 22 years later at Bloomfield Township. So mm-hmm. I've been very, very fortunate to work in communities I'm very dedicated to and have a personal connection to.
So what was the job in Birmingham
that you community development
community
director.
Development so
yes.
so we want to talk a little bit about the openings in your department, but what is kind of like who ends up in these kind of jobs when you are looking for people, like when students are in college and they're thinking about they want to contribute to their community, but maybe police and fire, which is maybe what you think about initially, those aren't the kind of jobs you think
sure.
about. Are those like you don't want to do public safety, so, mm-hmm. but this is an opportunity for someone that still wants to be involved in their community. So I guess what leads to a job or
well,
profession like yours?
Well, even just looking back at my circumstances, I was intending to be a lawyer, to go to law school.
Mm.
Went to U of M expecting to go proceed on to law school. Mm-hmm. Had an internship at Oakland County. I filled out every form for a summer internship that had anything to do with law. Well, I checked land use law, mm-hmm. and it turns out that they selected me to be part of their internship program that year, and I was in the planning and economic development department for a year and fell in love with planning and went back to school, changed my coursework, and decided that I want to go into planning.
Mm-hmm. So you were an undergrad when you did
undergrad,
that?
Undergrad, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so, there's an example where, I had an experience where I was working in a field that was very similar to my interests, mm-hmm. but then got involved with land use planning and thought that I could make more of an impact or contribution in that field as mm-hmm. opposed to going down the path of becoming an attorney. So,
and it's worked out.
And it worked out terrific. And then mm-hmm. I went to Wayne State University to get my master's in urban planning.
Okay.
And so that was, the culmination of the work experience and then, the mm-hmm. education that led me to some of these positions that I had.
It's funny when we talk about urban planning. I think until today, I always thought of urban planning as like a city, like a big city, right? Mm-hmm. Our big metropolitan mm-hmm. area. But it also applies to municipalities like our own.
Well, with planning, it is such a broad profession, because there's transportation planners, land use planners, urban planners, environmental planners, and I'm sure I'm missing a whole host of others. So it's so diverse that oftentimes planners will specialize. And when you are in a municipality that's fairly small, you end up wearing a lot of hats.
And it's fun.
And it is
it's
fun. And you draw mm-hmm. on consultants or other departments or other expertise, all for the purpose of wanting to make sure that whatever you're presenting or you're working on is going to be the best for the community. So mm-hmm. it really is, and going back to, what's enticing about, being a planner is that you have that opportunity to contribute and make a difference, because you're helping that property owner or that resident be able to visualize and see their project to fruition mm-hmm. in a process that sometimes is foreign or maybe confusing. Because oftentimes people don't understand that there's zoning, there's land use laws, that there's state laws that we have to abide by. And then there's things such as setbacks and building height.
And it's all a little bit different from community to community,
yes.
right? So you could build
yes.
somewhere and mm-hmm. have a totally, no problems or no issues, and then come somewhere where there's a little bit more there are rules and regulations, policies, and you have to follow those guidelines.
And that's our purpose, is to mm-hmm. assist in that process. And in the township, we engage at the very beginning with that applicant. And what I really appreciate is the township has administration has always supported that you have those meetings leading up to whatever public meeting that might ultimately occur, mm-hmm. but trying to really flesh out what that project is all about. And so we engage in our fire department Our DPW, Department of Engineering, building and ordinance is rolled in, and sometimes our consultants, because we have a traffic consultant and a landscape architect consultant that are part of that initial review. So by the time it gets to a public presentation, we are very, very familiar. We have reviewed all the details, and they have been approved or signed off on those various groups, so that we're allowing that board member then, when they're reviewing that project, to make a decision to recommend approval, that we have done a thorough review. And so that level of detail is what we've been very successful in all the projects we've had in the township.
So what is... we have a question from Jose, and so I just want to say, Jose works in my department, so he's asking, what is the biggest misconception about zoning and ordinance? But I'm wondering about the process for big or small projects, like, so it's residential or commercial?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what advice do you have that I want to build something?
Well,
where do they start, and what's the process?
The best is to go to the township website, because we reformulated our website to be a little bit more user-friendly. So we do have areas that we can guide you. But let's say you want to put a deck on the rear of your home. It'll call out that you need to apply for a permit. But sometimes you need to reach out to your neighborhood association. You might have an HOA that has some deed restrictions regarding
decks.
Which
there are many in the township.
Yes, and we do. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of our first things we push back to. But there's an example with our website, and we're always trying to educate the public. And I guess I appreciate Jose's question, because oftentimes we're using terminology and a process that's very foreign to people. Because unless you have a specific need or an experience, oftentimes words will be used interchangeably or incorrectly, but we understand what they're trying to accomplish. So that's why we're there. But first off, check the website. Secondly, feel free to call. That's why we are here. Call the department. We are here to be able to help and assist and guide. And we try to be as informational as possible, but sometimes it just takes a question for us to guide them in the right way.
What's the number that they would call?
It's 248-433-7795. That's the Planning Division of the Planning, Building, and Ordinance.
Steve will get that up in a minute, because we talked about it earlier, and then we said, no, we don't need it, but we'll get that up. What else?
Well, if we can talk a little bit about the positions.
Yes, let's talk about the positions.
Yes.
What are you hiring for? So we do have a graphic. You're hiring for four positions right now.
Yes, I am.
And here they are: planner, a full-time mechanical inspector, a part-time mechanical inspector, and a part-time plumbing inspector. So any of those, we want them applications, right?
Oh, please, yes. And the planner is a position that is vacant due to the planner at the time getting a promotion and moving on in another community.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Patty.
We wish them the best, but we've been trying to fill that position. And unfortunately, there's a shortage, if you will, of planners in Michigan, and actually in probably the Midwest. They're because of just what we were talking about, whether they've specialized, or frankly, some of these communities our communities are engaged in projects or engaged in maybe trying to spend ARPA funds or so forth. So that there's some satisfaction with planners being in their current position, or that they're engaged in a process that they are not really looking to move on to, and so where oftentimes it would be found as a career step in moving to maybe a larger community, or one that is maybe focusing on an area that they have more interest in, but we're not seeing a lot of movement in planners.
So when I looked at the position, I think it was 5 to 7 years. So it's a kind of a mid-level or early career?
No, I'd say
mid-level. Mid-level.
Mid-level, for sure. And it's a very visual position. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're looking for that 5 year. This is someone who has experience in a municipality and that is ready to come on into the township, obviously following and understanding what our township way is, but being able to be that front face of two very important boards: the Design Review Board, which reviews any signage changes, commercial exterior changes, any special events, before our Design Review Board, who was made up of our elected officials. Mm-hmm. So that's a board that, clearly this person needs to have experience in making presentations, understanding, the ordinance provisions, and being able to put together an agenda. And then the other very active and front-facing a board is the Zoning Board of Appeals, where we're engaging in all of residents and whether it's residential or commercial for requests to vary from the zoning ordinance requirements. Mm-hmm. So I think that's self-explanatory. But we also require permission requests. So if you wanted to have a hot tub in your rear yard in Bloomfield Township, you need to go to the Zoning Board of Appeals and ask for permission. Uh-huh. And so that's a little different level, but still, it's a very active board. It meets every month. And again, it's you're engaging into the public with the public and understanding all those requirements. So we really need someone that has experience.
And we televise those meetings,
yes,
too. So
absolutely.
The Planning and Zoning Board, if you want to check those out, you can take a look at Bloomfield on YouTube and everywhere that we appear. So you can kind of see a little bit more behind the scenes of what you're talking about. And speaking of board members, I want to say hello. Val Murray popped in to say hi.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Patty and Carrie. Great interview. Oh, thank you.
Oh.
So now I can't. I need a bigger monitor. Patty is always a wealth of information. Yes, she is.
Oh,
so
I love that.
I do want to. So this planner, we have a really exciting project happening right now in the township that's just starting with the rebuilding of Oakland Hills Country Club. So would they have an opportunity to be involved in that?
Well, they will.
That's a piece of it,
a
right?
piece of it, because
mm-hmm.
that has gone through the planning process last year.
Okay.
So now it's under construction.
So the mechanical inspector, though,
he or she,
they would be involved in the Oakland Hills project. Okay.
And Oakland Hills is obviously a very major project. Rebuilding a 100,000 square foot new clubhouse is a significant project. And alongside that, there's some other improvements. So the full-time mechanical inspector is, we only have one in the township. And right now we have a part-time inspector who's assisting to try to keep things mm-hmm. moving forward, but we really need a full-time mechanical inspector.
Yeah.
And inspectors come from being prior mechanical contractors. Mm-hmm. They actually have to have mechanical contractor experience before you can register as a mechanical inspector.
What does that mechanical piece mean? Like, what are they involved?
Well,
what are they review? I mean, they know, but I don't know.
Yes, well, it would be, furnaces, HVAC systems, anything having to do with your kitchen improvements and so forth,
mm-hmm.
bathroom and so forth, and also on a commercial level.
So someone that's going to be ready to be very busy here in the township, because there's all kinds of building going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And those two part-time positions, plumbing and mechanical, we like to have part-time plumbing inspectors as part-time as needed mm-hmm. Personnel, employees, mm-hmm. that we can call upon as needed, where the full-time position is either training or on vacation or hopefully not on an extended leave. So that's why we have to fill in.
So those part-time positions, like how many hours, like what's the ideal candidate for someone that, are they working a bunch of different places, are they retired, or what's their status?
That really is kind of a good example. The folks that we would be hiring for that are on an as-needed basis. So it's not a regular schedule. Those oftentimes do have three or four other communities that they're servicing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's, as they are available, they would be able to assist. And sometimes it's, for a full day or a half a day. But that is very helpful mm-hmm. in those instances where we really are looking for just that one day because of a circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the planner, the planner is a full-time position.
Mm-hmm.
There are night meetings, that would be part of that requirement. But, if you look at what we get to offer at Bloomfield Township, it is...
Ooh, let's put up our benefit slide.
Oh, there we go.
We can talk about that, because that's where you're heading, right?
Yes.
What we can offer.
Yes.
So I think that one of our favorite things is the compressed work week, where we work 4 days a week, 7 to 5:30.
And that really is a great benefit. I mean, mm-hmm. going from the 5 day to the 4 day, it's really nice to have that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, frankly, mm-hmm. That 10 day work week, is a good work week. And by the time you get home, you've really had your day. So you are kind of catching up on what you didn't accomplish over the week on that Friday. But that's a very excellent benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, with the planner, I want to go back to, we have some pretty significant projects that are coming up that as a planner, would very much want to get involved in. Mm-hmm. And our supervisor is engaged in a strategic plan process that's coming to fruition probably the latter part of this year, mm-hmm. to begin at least. And, you know, that's where the township is looking at all of their services and their properties and seeing how we can sustain those services and sustain those either utilities or those properties to the benefit of the township and those residents, and then how do we, you know, then achieve that, you know, financially. Mm-hmm. And then on the heels of that, we're going to be ready to update our master plan. Our 20-year master plan is coming up in 2027. So we're going to be looking at hiring a planning consultant who will be help us engage the township in the commercial property owners as far as residential, our residents, to really look at our master plan and what do we see in the next 20 years that we really want to focus on.
Yeah.
You know, the township's you know, wetlands and lakes are extremely important, so there might be an emphasis in that area. The fact that we have, the tree preservation and protection ordinance, we love our trees. You know, so looking at, you know, a candidate that wants to come to the township, there's a wealth of opportunity to really maybe broaden their experience, because the township is, you know, just such a terrific place to engage in whatever, you know, those resulting implementation plans will be after the master plan's adopted.
So if you're a planner, it sounds like this is a really fantastic opportunity for someone.
Timing.
Like, this is,
yes,
what you guys get excited about.
Yes, believe it or not, I know. Looking at your face, you're like, huh? But I know it's kind of fun.
No, I'm sure it's, I mean, it does sound,
yes,
like it doesn't happen. This doesn't happen all the time, and not
right.
in every community.
Exactly.
And so, if someone's just kind of like, "Oh, I wonder what I'm doing now," this would be the place where they would want to move to, because
right.
you would be really engaged in what's happening
right from
and
the
future. And yes, mm-hmm. exactly.
And just mm-hmm. to be part of that—that's the
yeah.
exciting part. And then, as the quirkiness of being a planner is that you get to physically see what you worked on. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, you're going to have that that example in the field. You know, so maybe it's because of a park area that was established next to a wetland. Well, you'll be able to see that you were part of that, or that there's a development that occurred in a very significant, you know, corner of the township that mm-hmm. really has made an impact to that commercial district.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had your hand in that. So there's a lot of reward in working, you know, as mm-hmm. a planner. And then it's just if you have that niche of whatever your kind of your forte is, mm-hmm. or maybe your personal interest, there's an opportunity to touch on that.
Is there something, a project over the years that you remember is standing out that was like a special, like something that surprised you that you thought was really innovative and interesting?
Oh my goodness. Well, the Bloomfield Park project that then evolved into the Village at Bloomfield, that was extraordinary. I mean, that was one of which not too many communities in the state, mm. let alone probably elsewhere, you know, got involved in. And the end result is, I think, something that the township can be, you know, proud of. But, you know, I've worked with teams coming from out of state that wanted to do something unique like Target. Target came in and wanted to do a state-of-the-art flagship mm. that they've never done before. Other than in downtown Minneapolis, they had a two-story building. And so they wanted to come into the township with the location that was the former cinema location and develop a two-story Target with parking on the mm-hmm. first floor, and then the building itself on the second floor, using, you know, elevators, mm-hmm. escalators, and so forth. And, you know, to work on, you know, a team with you know, out of Minneapolis, that was kind of fun.
And they built it. It's
and
there.
They built it.
Yeah,
yes.
I've been
yes.
there. It's
yes.
good Target.
Mm-hmm. You know, so we have projects like that that, you know, over the years, and we were talking about 22 years, so it's kind of hard to
yeah.
kind of, you know, go back to, you know, all of those.
Well, there's so many interesting residents, you know, like such a diversity in the kind of building that happens here.
Yes.
So that's why I was wondering. And I do like the idea of a hot tub in my backyard, but I don't think that would go.
Not yet.
Yeah. No, not yet.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share? Tell us about any whatever.
Well, other than, you know, we're looking for, these candidates or these positions to be filled. Mm-hmm. We are a very busy department, and that's what we're, I guess I would just share, that we are very busy, and we have a great team. And that's something to be really proud of with not just our department, but even, you know, within the township itself. We have some incredible departments and staff, and you've had an opportunity to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Yours, one of them, and that that level of dedication and commitment and the talent that the township has, it's really extraordinary. And that's what, when we do have a project that pulls us all together, you can see that around the table. You can see that as, ideas are being fleshed out that, this really is a terrific place to work in and work for. So I'm hoping that we have some great candidates for this. So thank you for having me, having the opportunity to talk about, that position and those positions and the department itself. And would love to, hopefully something
we'll get somebody. We'll get a couple good people.
Exactly.
I think, we were talking earlier about how so many people are working virtually now, and, that isn't really something, that's just not how we are in the township. Like, this is a very in-person kind of job.
Yes.
But I think it's, it's for people that like to be in person. Like there's so many other places where you can work now virtually, but I know that it was something that I was always looking for, was to have a community of peers, not necessarily all doing video or communications,
sure.
But different departments doing what their expertise is. So I find it really fun to be working with police and fire and planning and DPW and the whole menagerie of folks that we have here. I find it really interesting to have our own little. Our own little community within the community. So what we have, I think maybe 300 employees.
Well, you have to have public servant in your heart because that's why we're here. We're here to serve. We're here to assist. We want to help. And so, when you get that phone call or you have that person, on the counter or at the counter or communicating with you, emailing you, they're looking for your help. They're looking for assistance, and you have to find that reward in helping that person. And so, how can you do that when trying to work remotely? So it really is not really applicable, in our instance, because it's, and oftentimes it's the face to face that there is still a comfort level with our residents. We have a very high level of expectation from our residents, and we really have set that bar really high. That we have very high service levels, and so to meet that, it's usually with some of our senior residents, it's that personal touch, whether it's that phone call or meeting them at the counter, because as was mentioned about just misconceptions with terms and so forth, it is not very easily navigated sometimes in trying to understand, I just want an air conditioning unit. What does that mean?
Yeah.
And so I think, just the caliber of residents that we have at the township as well. We have a great group. And the board and the volunteers that we have. I mean, think of our trustees and the ZBA, the Planning Commission, and the Design Review Board that I can speak to, but there's other boards. Just phenomenal volunteers to sit on those boards.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
And I want to say, come join us in the township. There's a job site that you can go to. She's going to put it up here. There it is. BloomfieldTWP.org/jobs, so you can see about our current openings. And we welcome you here. And thanks for watching Coffee with Carrie and with my guest, Patty. And
thank you.
Hopefully we hear from some of you. So take care, and we'll see you next time.